For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is urging all parties involved in the Iranian nuclear deal to honor the promises they made in the landmark agreement. Wang Yi says the agreement is just a start. The main challenge of the agreement is whether the deal could be implemented properly and thoroughly. Wang adds the agreement may change the relations between Iran and other world powers. He believes that it would also safeguard the global nuclear non-proliferation system. Chinese shares have extended their retreat on Wednesday. The benchmark Shanghai Composite Index slumped around 3% to close a little higher than 3,800 points. Meanwhile, the Shenzhen Component Index and the Chinex Index, tracking China's Nasdaq-style Board of Growth Enterprises, both dived nearly 5%. China's economy posted 7% growth year-on-year in the second quarter of 2015. The number is unchanged from 7% in the first quarter and is slightly higher than market expectation. The information was announced today by the National Bureau of Statistics. It also revealed that industrial output grew 6.3% year-on-year in the first half, slightly down from the 6.4% increase in the first quarter. China's largest nuclear entity, State Power Investment Group, has been established in Beijing following the merger of two state-owned power companies. The entity is set to be a comprehensive energy group offering thermoelectric power, hydroelectric power, nuclear power and new energy resources. The total assets of the new group exceed 700 billion yuan. The new group has been merged from China's State Nuclear Power Technology Corporation and China Power Investment Corporation. It's believed that the combination can effectively reduce the exploitation of fossil fuels and at the same time improve the utilization rate of clean energies. Japan's National Security Advisor Shotaro Yachi is scheduled to visit China from Thursday to Saturday for a high-level political dialogue. Yachi's visit is at the invitation of Chinese State Councillor Yang Jiechi. Both sides will exchange views on bilateral relations and mutual interest issues. A Japanese parliamentary committee has approved security-related bills to expand the role of Japan's military. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling bloc forced the vote on Wednesday by the lower house's National Security Committee. Opposition lawmakers tried to stop the vote as hundreds of citizens protested outside the parliament. The bills would allow the Japanese self-defense forces to play a greater role by engaging in armed conflicts overseas if they are enacted. They also can help defend others even if Japan is not attacked. A full House vote will be held on Thursday. Deputies have begun arriving in Brussels for a Parliament debate on a draft bill needed to start talks on Greece's third bailout. The bill will be discussed and taken to a vote on Wednesday local time. It includes reforms to Greece's consumer tax and pension system. The bill is expected to pass with votes from opposition parties who have said they will support it, as it is the only way to ensure Greece remains in the euro currency. Four policemen have been killed by India's left-wing rebels on Wednesday. Their bodies were found in the eastern Indian state of Chhattisgarh, which has a big presence of Naxalite rebels. The four police officers were kidnapped on Monday by the rebels. The Naxalite rebels are active in nearly 10 states, mostly in the poorer rural areas of eastern and central parts of India. A train has derailed in the United States after being hit from behind by another train. The incident happened on Tuesday afternoon, local time, in Dublin, Southern Virginia. At least two crew members have been sent to a hospital nearby with non-life-threatening injuries as a result of the crash. It's been reported that five empty rail cars from the first train derailed. A hazmat team has been dispatched to the scene due to a diesel fuel spill from the second train. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.